Yishlechem Chodesh Tov Umvorach. Chodesh Tov should be a wonderful month for all of Am Yisrael. Today's shiur is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmat Malkah Bat Jalinus, Chana Bat Shemuel, Sarah Bat Moshe, Zerubbabel Ben Gabriel, and Tzivya Bat Mashiach, Baruch Hashem Tinichah Megan Eden. And we are doing the last section of Amen. We're towards the end, the last paragraph, V'chein Tzarich Lizaher. So yesterday it was about the reading of the Haftarah, and the Kaddish and the Haftarot. How careful we have to be in how we pronounce them, especially that we want people to answer Amen, and we want them to answer Amen to the right thing.
Not to the wrong.
Not to the wrong thing.
You brainwashed us.
Furthermore, he says, "Tzarich lizaher meod hashliach tzibur." He says the Chazan, who is reading, has to be exceedingly careful. Lomar kol tefila belachash v'chazarah. He says, say every prayer appropriately, say the words properly and loud. People can hear. People can answer. Amen. One time, I remember when we were in Ashkenazi day school. So Ashkenazim, the Chazan only reads the last line.
Yes, the first line and the last line.
The first line and the last line. We started off the Hallelujah and just reads the.
Yes.
And everyone reads by themselves. Chazan reads by himself. And then
is this because of this? Because they're scared that maybe they're making a mistake?
They want to go quick.
You have to be careful.
Nothing to do with it. Every single word properly. And I know schools. That they would tell the kids, they wanted them to get practice as chazanim. He'll tell them, go, start, say the first line, count to five, count to ten.
And then say the last line.
And then say the last
don't
line.
Don't read the leader. Then nobody knows how to read.
Are you serious?
Nobody knows how to read.
The kid's a little bit weaker kid, but they want to give him the chazan or show him. Count to ten, and then if it's a shorter paragraph, count to five. If it's a lot longer paragraph, count to ten. Just read that.
I think our way is much more correct because the ones who don't know how to read, at least they can follow.
I'm saying, are you making fun of Hashem? Like, you know, Tzviya Rachmana Libabai, Hashem wants our heart to say it properly. Say it appropriately. Now what he's going to talk about is, Lokim Minhag Ezeh Mekomot. He says there are some places that have the custom that this is the one Chazara custom.
Yeah.
You know, Ashkenazim call it Hechi Kedusha. Sfaradim usually call it Kol Ram. And this is a concept that whenever you're short on time, when you're pressed for time, instead of doing both a Lachash and a Chazara, the Chazan starts by reading the Shmona Esrei out loud.
Yes.
So you just start it like a regular Chazara. Everybody reads together with him. Usually Ashkenazim don't start. Ashkenazim, they wait. They start after the Shabbat. Sfaradim, you start together with the Chazan. When you get to the Natishach, everyone says Natishach, and then the rest you do silent, and you continue from there. So Pelioet says, don't do that. He says, this is something which is saved for extreme situations.
Also, Rabbi Chaim doesn't like this.
Whenever you're stuck in an extreme situation where you need it, it's something you use it, but to make it your daily minhag, don't do it. So he says, they just say the first three brachot out loud, the beginning of Amidah, bekol ram. And the rest, they just go everyone reads silently, and then
you don't have any more modim now. You don't have your
modim, you miss being able to answer amen to all of the brachot.
That becomes part of the 100 brachot of the day.
And he says, al pi kabbalah, the chazara is extremely important. Al pi the chazan doing the chazara from beginning to end is just as, if not more important than the lachash that everybody does. So he says, "Shemilvash al pi sodan shel dvarim migraot natan v'rim." He says, "Al pi kabbalah, you're losing big by doing this." So amdim berumo shel olam. These are things that they stand in the highest heavens. Or ba'ash agorim bitul aniyat aminim. More than that, he says, you're causing people to not have the opportunity to answer amen.
Yes.
Instead of answering amen to 19 brachot, they only answer to 3 brachot.
Yes. Totally against it.
And here and there, sometimes you're at a wedding, and you're going to go to the chuppah, and there's not going to be enough time. You're going to miss mincha, so you and they're rushing, so you do a one lachash. So we're praying mincha before the chuppah, sometimes he'll tell us, do two, we have time, do two, don't wait. But if we're in rush, we'll say, do one lachash. So sometimes you get to certain things, but there are some places, for example, very, very often it happens in some offices, especially amongst Ashkenazim. They will not give more than 8 minutes for mincha. 8 minutes for mincha. So this is every day, on a daily basis. That's all the time people... So it's one thing if I'm saying you have people that their bosses are not letting them go and they really, really don't have time and this is the only chance that they have to...
They have no choice.
...to say mincha, and it's the winter. It's not like it's the summer, then in the summer
no
you can
that's
say mincha later.
That's a very unusual.
So it's one thing if you have no choice, but to just make it the regular minhag...
Not good.
For what?
In
some yeshivot they even do this. That's
arena.
Yeshiva high schools.
They want to go in between classes.
They don't want to give enough time between classes. So they only give 10 minutes. 10 minutes for mincha and do one for zera. This is horrible. This is terrible. Al fi kabbalah, it's very bad.
If we have to do this, are we better off answering the first three amens, or are we better off doing what we generally do?
What should we do as Sfaradim? The Sfaradic minhag is you start together. Because if you're in the same place as the Chazan at the Atak Kadosh, if you're right before the Atak, at the same place as Nakti Shach, you can answer it in the middle of the
Amidah.
This is the minhag. You can answer. If you're right there at the spot, you finish Mechaya Metim together with the Chazan, you can answer the Nakti Shach.
And
this is so. This is our minhag. Yeah, if you
yeah,
haven't started,
you want, because you want to answer.
But this
it.
Is the Sfaradic minhag. Yeah. The minhag of the Sfaradim is you start together with the Chazan.
Leot was Rav Papa was Sfaradi.
Was Sfaradi,
he was Sfaradi,
of course, Sfaradi Tahor. He said, pure Sfaradi. No, Vishamati, so he said, and I heard...
Papa was Spanish, no?
He was from Bulgaria.
He introduced us.
He was from Bulgaria, but he was very
he
much...
Spoke also Italian.
He very much interacted between all the different
yes,
Jewish
spoke
communities.
Italian.
So he says, Vishamati, he says, and I heard, Mimiksash Luchetzibor, says, from some Chazanim that I talked to. Like, why are you doing this? Like, what are you guys doing?
He went out on a research.
So he said, some of them, he said, a few of them actually had a decent reason. This Tam Hagun, when there aren't enough people in the Kanisa, Choshishim Shema lo yu bet haKnesset tishah mechavinim lebrachot. We're afraid that we don't have 9 people paying attention to answer
amen
to all of the brachot. Ve'katav Maran shulbashulchan aruch, and Maran says shekarov liot brichot levatala. It's close to saying a bracha levatala. It's like saying a bracha for no reason. The Chazan has to have 9 people answering amen. Wow. See what I say? People shouldn't talk during Chazarat Hashatz.
That's the reason.
You need to make sure at least 9 people have to be answering amen. So you have 10. Vehu ta'am nachon. One is the Chazan himself, plus 9 people answering. So he says, I understand that. He said, if your crowd is small and on top of that you're afraid you won't have 9 people answering amen, it might be an appropriate thing to do. And this is what the Rambam instituted, and some Syrian communities follow. Some Syrians, not all, but there are some that they, and some Spanish Portuguese also, that they follow this custom on Shabbat for Musaf. They always do one lachash. And the reason is because the Rambam said, I noticed that there are many synagogues where nobody's paying attention.
Wow.
during the Musaf.
A little bit like ours.
Yeah, nobody's paying attention.
That's why we
and
do
he says
it usually.
People are talking, people have their backs turned to the Chazan. His people are spitting on the ground, and it used to be a thing to spit. I don't know, but he said, and they're not paying attention. And he said, what's the point? What's the point? Just do one lachash and have people pay attention during the one lachash. So it's not a good thing al pi kabbalah to be doing. Really, we should encourage everybody to answer amen. But when you're that stuck, that's what you do. He says, if you're in mincha and you're right before sunset and it's too close to sunset, that by the time you get to chazara, it's going to be late. You do one lachash. Aval haya yoter tov, but really, it's better. Shemar shliach tzibur kol atfila v'kol ram. Have him say the whole thing out loud. Not just the first three brachot.
Yes.
Have them say it together with them. Sorry, I made a mistake. I said they answer 3 times amen. They don't answer at all amen because they're actually saying the...
Yeah, the lash.
They're saying the lachash
yes,
with them.
Yes, yes.
When you say the lachash, you're not
you
answering
amen.
So actually, you lose all of the amen.
That's what I was asking you.
follow the Sephardim, we follow the practice, we don't say Amen. Amen. We say it together. But
we only say the Nachdisham, we answer the Nachdisham.
Yeah, exactly.
Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
So, וזה דווקא בחי גבנה שיש אנשים מועטים או שקרוב להיות לילה. That's only if there is a few people, there aren't people answering Amen, or if it's going to be close to night. But to make this your regular daily custom, Bishvil Amirut, we just want to save time. We just want to save time. Oh, Bishvil Hatzina v'chadome. It's cold. I don't know. They didn't have ACs. It's cold or it's too hot, so we just want to go quicker. He says, don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to the shalom. You lose a great reward of doing the chazara and answering amen to the chazara, and you lower the dignity of shamayim by cutting the tefillah. Look at the Shuvot of the Radbaz that he spoke about this custom and how it's not something you do regularly. It's not something that you should make it your daily routine.
It's an emergency.
That I only give 10 minutes to Mincha. That Hashem, that's all the time I give you during the day.
Don't make a joke of Hashem.
And Mincha, give the time for Mincha. Do the tefillah, pray to Hashem, and give an answer amen. Emergency situations, you do the short version. Umikol makom, however, yoter tov shomar chazara, afilu b'minyan mitzumtzam. He says, even if you have a small minyan, tell everybody, hey, there's 10 of us here. Everybody's got to answer amen. Make sure you answer amen. Pay attention.
Yes.
That's the right way.
Phones on mute.
No, ve'ayen ma shekatavdi b'kuntres chesed la'alafim. He says, and see what I wrote in my other book, chesed la'alafim. Let's start with the next one. Next one is achim, brothers. No, matov u'manaim shevet achim gam yachad. Right, we have it written inside the synagogue.
Yes, sure.
Inside the small sanctuary,
yes,
we have this pasuk.
Yes.
And here, what is how good and how sweet and beautiful it is when brothers can sit together, ve'ahava, ve'achva, with love, with brotherhood, shalom, ve're'ut, with peace, and with friendship. She'im gadla chiyuv ahava v'liot ezra b'tzarot ben anashim zarim. Says, if there is an obligation for us to love our fellow Jew, even those who are not our relatives.
Yes.
That's with others.
Yes.
As Jews, as people, we should love others and we should be there to support and help each other. Al achat kama v'chama ben anashim achim. How much more so between two brothers?
Real brothers.
Right? Two blood relatives. Right? Each one should help his brother. Buchtiv. It says in Mishle, Ach litzaral yivaled. That's why a brother is born. Right? A brother is born. A brother is born for times of difficulty.
Yes.
For challenging times. That's what a brother is born for. Muhtiv. So therefore, you be that brother if you have a brother who's going through a difficult time. That you can help. Muhtiv. And it says in Yishayahu, Mi bisarecha al titalam. Don't hide yourself from your own flesh and blood. Ve'achiv b'sarohu, says your brother is your own flesh, is your own blood. You share the same blood.
So if you don't have a brother, it's an indication that hopefully you're not going to have any tzaros.
Oh, amen. Hopefully nobody has tzaros.
Words of peace.
The umam elon k'naya davar.
Your angle is.
And how negative is it? Ve'enei Elohim ve'adam, in the eyes of Hashem and man, ki yeriv ben anashim achim. Whenever there are fights and arguments between two brothers, busha lahem, it's a shame for them, embarrassment for them. Klima lahem, la'aga lahem, it's a horrible embarrassment and a shame for them. Ve'oy lahem minam ozrim zeh lazeh li'totzara. It's their obligation to be there for each other in their difficult times.
It's probably another area where parents roll in their grave.
So,
the worst thing when you see brothers fighting is the worst thing.
Bezer Hashem will continue with this tomorrow.
Chodesh Tov,
Chodesh Shalom, Barach. Everybody have a wonderful month.
No.